Each year, as Americans celebrate their independence, many immigrants are reminded of their country's independence. Luis H. Francia is a Filipino-American who has lived in New York for 33 years. He says this holiday always has meant more than fireworks and barbecues to him.
When I was growing up in Manila, July 4th marked the date of independence for both the U.S. and the Philippines.
I am authorized and directed by the President of the United States to proclaim the independence of the Philippines as a separate and self-governing nation.
On that day in 1946, the Stars and Stripes was lowered all over the Philippines as the U.S. relinquished its half-century of colonial occupation. My grandfather, Henry Hunt of Philadelphia, had fought the Filipinos in the little-known but brutal 1899 Philippine-American War. I knew little of that war until I moved to New York in 1970, when the American national mood had turned against the war on Vietnam. I read up on the Philippine-American conflict, which anticipated Vietnam by more than 60 years, and which followed the better-known and short-lived 1898 Spanish-American War. I read Mark Twain's anti-imperialist essays, How We Unmask the Way That American Forces, under the guise of helping the fledgling Philippine Republic, hijacked its right to self-determination. 250,000 and possibly a million Filipinos, mostly civilians, died, mainly from hunger and disease. Did my grandfather kill Filipinos in battle? I don't know. I do know that when he married my Filipina grandmother, her mother refused to recognize her daughter's union with the enemy. This U.S. war of aggression against the Philippines, with echoes now in Iraq, doesn't fit in with sanitized representations of the United States as the world's guardian angel of democracy. The war that heralded the beginning of an American empire has been obscured in U.S. mainstream narratives. Since the early 1960s, the Philippines has commemorated its own 1898 Declaration of Independence on June 12th, with July 4th turning into Philippine-American Friendship Day. But with U.S. troops once again in the Philippines under the guise of fighting terrorism, that friendship is severely threatened. So tonight, I will see in the overhead bursts of light a great deal of irony, a reminder at once jubilant and tragic. I see how a colony in 1776 gained its freedom and then cost another to lose its own more than 100 years later.
The comments of Luis H. Francia, an editor for The Village Voice. He is the co-editor of the anthology Vestiges of War, The Philippine-American War and the Aftermath of an Imperial Dream, 1899 to 1999.